Minnesota Farmers Union, Clay Country Veterinary Clinic, Main Street, Albany, and Minnesota Farm Bureau right here on CHASM Radio.
Well, Joel, right on cue, let's go to Indianapolis this morning. We have a chance to check in with some of our local Central Minnesota FFA chapters. Our reports brought to you by Nelson Insurance Agency, Mid-Soda Manufacturing, Mike Breath Construction, Minnesota Corn Growers, Minnesota Farmers Union, Lake Country Veterinary Clinic, Main Street, Albany, and Minnesota Farm Bureau. We check in with the Mora FFA and Corvin Kale joining us. Corvin, how are you doing this morning?
Good. How about yourself?
Not too bad. I'm always scratching my head. You guys have a long drive. How was the trip out there? Did you run into any hurdles? I guess it was pretty decent weather, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty decent weather on the way up. Kind of tough to sleep on the bus, but found some sleep.
Mm-hmm. You talk about the Mora FFA chapter. How many members did you bring out there?
We brought 6 members with, and our advisor, Jennifer McCulley.
Alrighty, over there at Mora. Corvin, a background on yourself. How did you ever get involved with the FFA at Mora High School?
When I was first getting into FFA, both my aunts were in FFA before I was, so they kind of encouraged me to do it, and they pushed me. And I'm really grateful for it. You know, it's been a really great experience in my life, and I can't thank them anymore.
You know, as a chapter, what do you guys do during the year? You guys, would you say, pretty active? You guys do a lot of activities, or?
Yeah, we do a lot of activities throughout the year. Stuff like with the community or, like, our chapter meetings. Like, during Christmas time, we bake cookies, and then we give them to the old folks home around town, so... We do a lot of community stuff and a lot of chapter stuff as well.
Mm-hmm. Corvin Kale joining us, representing the Mora FFA this morning. You guys had a chance to tour the Fair Oaks farm yesterday. What was that like?
It was amazing. I've never been to the Fair Oaks farm before. A couple people have that were on our bus, and it's a big operation. They got so many cows, and they got pigs as well, and I even got to try their ice cream that they make there on the farm, and it's really good.
You know, I saw some of the photos on your guys' Facebook page, and I didn't realize the whole, pig operation. I thought it was just cows over there.
Yeah, so did I until I got there, and then they said we're going to tour our pig facility, and I'm a big pig guy myself, so I was kind of excited, and it's really cool. I even learned a new pig breed over there, so that I didn't know about.
Well, neat deal. You got pigs yourself, Corvin?
Excuse me?
Do you have pigs as well yourself, you and your family, or...?
Yeah, we raise pigs, and then we show them at the county fair.
Okay, all right. Did anybody speak over at the Fair Oaks farm? What was their message to you guys?
We got to actually meet the owner, and he talked to us about the pig operation and, like, the whole thing and about how they're born and then all the way to slaughter. It's a really cool experience to, like, learn about how those pigs go from being weaned and then going to the slaughterhouse.
Mm-hmm. Corvin Kale joining us, representing the Mora FFA chapter this morning. And so what's your schedule like? I know for folks who have never been at convention, it can get pretty hectic. What you guys got planned for today?
Actually right now we're at a session, and then after this we'll go to the convention center and is a career and college expo. And I've never been there, but I've heard it's a really fun time, and
yeah, a lot of people, a lot to do over there. And as far as grade-wise, what grade are you in school right now?
I'm actually starting 10th grade this year.
Starting 10th grade. So you're not necessarily thinking about career yet, or are you?
Not really. I'm kind of just, having fun and,
mm-hmm. Yeah, no lack of people. I bet you it's a full house, a lot of people out and about in Indianapolis, correct?
Yeah, there's actually 69,000 students here.
Boy, 69,000. Did you guys go to the rodeo at all last night?
We actually didn't go to the rodeo last night. We had a nice night in the hotel room, just resting up on the bus ride.
That's good to do as well. Anything else you're looking forward to this week while you're at National Convention?
Just meeting a lot of new members from different states, people that I necessarily probably wouldn't get to meet unless I came to National Convention.
You darn right. Great opportunity. Corvin Kale joining us, representing the Mora FFA. Corvin, I appreciate the call. Thanks for letting us know what you guys are all up to on your trip. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll talk to you down the road, okay?
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Corvin Kale joining us with the Mora FFA chapter. We appreciate their time. And yeah, they had a chance to tour the Fair Oaks farm yesterday and do some other things. So neat to see those youngsters. And what a great experience, yeah, when it comes to FFA and getting those opportunities. Corvin Kale with the Mora FFA chapter this morning here on Chasm Radio from Indianapolis.